We've got Jewel and J.D. Doyle and Jeannie and Jen and a whole room full of people in there. Hello.
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 And new faces in the outside there.
Yes, yes, yes. Glad to have Rainbow back. He's going to be talking to us later in the show about Nancy's show.
He
was there tonight.
Where the hell is Nancy?
Nancy,
you know, she used to come down here all the time.
Nancy,
was I got halitosis or something?
Nancy was here 2 weeks ago to talk about her show.
I might have to email her.
Yeah, I know. J.D., you want to start this out?
Okay. I am very pleased to bring a guest, musician, Jeannie Kaufman, and let me say where I first heard her.
Where did you first
hear her? Jeannie and I were at the Houston Women's Festival.
Yes.
That was in, like, October, November?
End of October.
End of October. And we were kind of splitting ourselves between the different stages because we didn't know where we should be because it was stuff happening everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was at the main stage, and Jimmy came and got me, and he says, "You need to hear this woman. Come with me." And I did, and I was impressed.
Yeah.
And so we met afterwards, and we kept emailing, and said, "Let's bring her on this show."
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that I'm thrilled to be here, and I really appreciate the chance to be here. So
thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Listen, it's, you know, I've been with this show for almost 14 years,
mm-hmm.
and when I first started, there wasn't a whole lot of music out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, by gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual artists. And so, and just in the past several years, when I've discovered Out Voice and started going to the Houston Women's Festival,
mm-hmm.
that I've been discovering not only great talent, but local talent,
right,
or Texas talent. And anytime I can have local talent on the air, you bet I'm going to have
it. Well, we love it. I was impressed with a lot of the artists there at the festival,
yeah,
so it was great. It was a great showing for Houston and Texas.
So you're not originally from Texas?
No, I'm not.
Does that sound like a Texas accent to you?
I'm working on the twang, but it's not there yet, y'all.
I don't know.
More than just a twist on the words, it's an attitude.
Listen, I've been, you know, listening to this music, and it she does have a Texas attitude.
A draw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate
does.
That. No, I'm originally from Connecticut.
Well, I'm from New Jersey.
I'm from New York.
An East Coaster. There we go.
See. What brings you to Houston?
Well, actually, the biggest motivating factor was my family was all here.
Mm-hmm.
And my partner and I wanted to buy a house and start a family and settle down. And we figured Houston was a great place to do that. And it's been the first time in about 10 years that I've been near my whole family. They're all out there listening tonight.
Oh,
so
great.
Hey, everybody up in Austin and men over there in Houston.
Yeah, because they hear us on the net at www.kpft.org.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My mother's over there running the show on the internet. I know that one. Hey, Mom, you're doing great.
Hey.
And you hear my voice.
So what have you been doing since the Houston Women's Festival?
Well, as far as gigs and getting out there, I've been very busy at work. It's the busiest time of work, so not enough music. So I've really been looking forward to this coming down here to be with you guys tonight.
Yeah.
So,
Jewel always loves to have a lot of talent on the show.
Yeah, real people.
Yeah.
Still those blow-up dolls.
Yeah, we love real people.
Yeah, warm-blooded ones, too.
Yeah.
Even if they are working on their Texas attitude, right?
Hey,
when Horse was here, I was beside myself.
Yes.
She had a Scottish attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Saying, you're not the first.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in Houston this time?
Just about 15 months.
Mm-hmm. From where?
From Los Angeles,
okay,
actually.
Okay, I knew California was involved,
right,
but it's mentioned in several of your songs.
Yes,
where
it
you
is.
CD?
Yes, it is. I was lucky enough to work with a fellow named Jim Lum out there in Hollywood, and he's just a great guy, and really was able to capture the sound. I've recorded in a lot of different studios, and Jim Lum just really has a knack for catching a natural sound, and that was out in Los Angeles, and I was out there for about 7 or 8 years, and it was pretty neat, because every night of the week, you could just grab your guitar and go play
mm-hmm.
somewhere, and I know that there's some of that going on here, too, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us about the Lilith Fair involvement.
Oh. That was very exciting. In Los Angeles, a radio station, I won't mention any names, had a contest, and I heard it on the radio, and I sent my tape in, and they received about 11,000 entrants into the contest, and it was to be the opening act for the Lilith Fair. And I got a call and I was one of the 20 finalists. And actually, it was I was working with, a lot of my songs are co-written with Don McKay, and she and I were just ecstatic. We got the call and they had a big to-do at the El Rey Theater. Sarah McLachlan was there and she came and opened up. She did a couple of songs and then they picked a finalist. Wasn't me.
Oh, well.
But it was very exciting.
Yeah, but,
to be,
you know,
20 out of 11,000.
That's the caliber of talent we've brought to you tonight.
Yeah.
Geez, I better live up to it now, huh? So, I mean, it was very exciting, but...
People have gone on to big things here. Remember that poet we had in here?
Yeah.
Now I've got a couple of books out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people have gone on to bigger things from here.
Well, we're hoping.
Good. Is this the first radio you've done?
Yes, it is.
Whoa!
Do I have that look?
Yeah. Well, you did say you were a virgin.
I feel like I have rabbit in the headlights.
I didn't want to ask what
in the headlights, yes.
That's why it's radio, though. They can't see that look.
That's right. I have the face for radio. I sure do.
Lots of faces made for radio on this show, often.
Oh, let's get some music, though.
Yeah, you know what? You played the song she was going to play.
Oh, my God.
We can still hear it later.
Yeah.
She says we can play it in 20
minutes. I love the guitar work on that song.
I don't see any reason why.
Well, the fancy schmancy guitar work's actually Jim Lum. I'm just doing the rhythm stuff, so I'm going to throw kudos to Jim again.
Okay.
But, sure, I've got some other tunes up my sleeve if you want to hear some.
Oh, yes. I want to hear a lot of them.
All right, great. Well, I'm going to do a song and...
Yeah, that's a microphone squeaking.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Ode to California, I guess you could call it. It's called California.
Yeah.
Oh, she can just keep singing now.
What's that?
Just keep singing. I'm like,
keep singing.
Oh. That is, it's really, really nice. Mm-hmm.
That is so pretty.
Well, I'm sick of being sick and I'm tired of being cold and I think I'm getting somewhere. I'm gonna get old. Gonna get up my butt. Won't wait by the phone. Leave a message at the beep. 'Cause I won't be home. I'm gonna shine my shoes and button my shirt. I'm going down to the bar. a few games till we hear last call. I'll dance all night and a little beat ache. I could see my ex-lover and my heart won't break. I'll get a few numbers, but they'll never get mine. But we'll stand here in line and play the cover. Yeah, play the cover. I ain't looking for another jealous kind of lover, but stand here in line and play the cover. Well, I'll put on
obviously pay the cover.
Yeah. Yes.
I like that one a lot. Where can we get this?
Pay the cover. That's number 10 on her CD. Mm-hmm.
Where can we get this?
Where can we get this?
Well, I have a whole bunch in my house.
Like in the back of your truck, right?
I'm burning them myself, so I burn them as fast as I can.
Cool.
I actually have created a website finally, and we can get to that when you want.
Well, let's get to that now and later.
Now and later.
Right after they hear, they need to know where.
Yes.
It's www.geocities.com.
Wait a minute. I'm writing this down. www.geocities.com.
/ J. Kaufmaniac. I should spell it. J. K. A. U. FFMANIAC / It's long. JMK.html. Whew. There's a song in there somewhere, I think.
Really?
What if they just email you at jkaufmaniac?
They can get me at jkaufmaniac@cs.com.
That's a lot easier.
Okay.
Yeah. Just, you know, email her and say, I want it. How
I
much?
It.
Let me know. There.
You got it. jkaufmaniac.
Yeah.
cs.com.
Great. And you're right here in Houston. I like that.
I'm sure that once they hear you in town, they're going to want to hear a lot more of you.
I think so. Yeah. Yes. Barbara in Montgomery, Texas, is listening. She's
That's some distance away.
59 years old, and I just love your show, and I'm straight.
And she's great. Oh, yeah. Once in a while,
we get close to half of the people who listen to the show are straight.
Well,
yeah. Very bored straight people.
Well, you know, you just never know what you're going to hear on this show.
Remember the couple used to listen to us in bed?
You
the
bet.
Lawyers?
Yes. Yes.
They were funny. It was a long history.
Yeah.
Some weirdos every now and then.
So how did you get hooked up with the Houston Women's Festival?
Actually, a good friend of mine here, Sharon Reed, when I first moved here, we got to talking, and I told her that I had a CD, and she listened, and she said, I have to get you in touch with the ladies that run the festival. She's very involved with the art side of it.
Yeah.
She put me in touch with the ladies, and she basically told them we want her in the show, and so it was great. I was very lucky.
Yeah.
So it was a great experience.
It was a terrific show, and it was packed, and you didn't know where to go next.
You were just torn.
Yeah, because if you stayed outside, you missed something inside, and it was just incredible.
They had three stages, too, right?
Two?
There were two.
Two. Two.
Okay, two.
Yeah.
Maybe we missed something.
Maybe.
Maybe they were doing something else on that stage.
Well, I don't know.
It was actually
like live, naked, nude, lesbian mud wrestling.
All right.
Jello wrestling.
It was pretty neat because my dad came along with us that day, and I think it was quite an eye-opening experience for him, but he had a great time.
Yeah, in fact, J.D. and I kind of, we were two of the six men who were
there. That's right. But that could be a lot of fun
for the
guys.
All of which were coming out lesbian.
But, we at no time did we ever feel like we were invading women's space.
No,
or
not at all.
Feel unwelcomed or anything like that.
No, this isn't Michigan music.
No, it isn't. And this year, I want to get more men going there, more men involved in the show.
Let me ask one of my stock questions over artists. I always like to ask an artist to describe their style, like to someone who's never heard it.
Style. I guess what I've come up with over the years is it's folk with a little edge. And I don't know. I've heard other songwriters say it, but for me, the songs just come out of nowhere.
Contemporary to me.
Contemporary?
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll go with that. I like that, Jewel.
A little bluesy.
Mm-hmm. Bluesy and very direct.
Yeah.
Nice direct message.
Is there any Texas attitude in it, or?
Not those two, but I'm sure when looking at these titles, you're bound to have something here.
Who would you say your influences were?
Well, I would say from the time
don't
I was...
Don't say Meg Christensen.
No,
we had
no.
That discussion too.
When I was a little girl, I have two older sisters, and my mom would put on the old Neil Diamond records, and we run around, you know, singing Cherry Cherry. So the old Neil Diamond when I was a kid, and the Mamas and the Papas, and, you know, in later days, of course, Melissa Etheridge, and she's just been a huge influence in my life as far as music, and I just, I have a lot of respect for her, and... you know, I like Peter Gabriel and Jackson Brown and...
Oh, yeah.
The whole range.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jackson Brown is great. Oh, yeah.
Hold on, hold out. I just... Every now and then pop that in. I don't want to par. I just want to drive.
Whatever happened to Jackson Brown?
He's still making music.
I think his son is doing it now, too,
yes,
or something.
That's right. Cool. That's right. Yeah.
It's frightening.
But you say Neil Diamond, and I think I caught a repeat episode of Ellen McBeal where Elaine was going to do some song, and it was some Neil Diamond thing or something.
I think he showed up on there.
And everybody was like, you know, oh, yeah, right, you're going to do Neil Diamond. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Everybody in the club was singing with her, you know, because...
They all know it.
They're all actors.
We can laugh at the music, but everybody knows it, and it means something to a whole lot of
people. I was a closet Neil Diamond fan.
Oh.
I could never admit it. I did. I swear I did. I bought albums. I even went so far as paid money.
I did, too. Mm-hmm. I did, too.
I thought it was kind of neat because there's an ad or a commercial on now for the Olympics, and it's Neil Diamond and Melissa Etheridge.
See?
So it's like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I always figured he was a brother. Right from the beginning.
No, that was Barry Manilow.
Let him do.
Mandy was one of my favorite songs, so we can't pick
on
Barry.
Don't pick on Barry.
Okay.
He's got some good stuff.
Ooh, ouch.
You know. Well, can you do something else for us? Something I wouldn't know. Something.
Uh-oh.
Something different.
Different
than what you've already done. I mean, not... I'm insulting her, aren't I?
No, not at all.
On the verge of insulting.
We're waiting for a thought.
Keep digging, Jewel.
Hey, after midnight.
We know where you parked.
Ouch. Ooh, you could become a regular with that kind of humor.
You.
Yeah.
Something a little more with, like, rock. I mean, these sounded, you know, kind of like you said, folksy or bluesy. Something that is...
A little more rock. Upbeat.
More rhythm. Rock and roll. Yeah, I'm not the aficionado here.
What you're saying is
you want
a faster tempo.
The only lesbian gay music I hear is when he plays it.
Well, let's see.
You pick a song.
Yeah, there
it'll
you go.
Be fine.
There you go. That'll be fine.
Thank you, JD. He's my hero.
How about Easy to Leave?
Okay.
I don't know if it's upbeat or rock and roll, but... it's a little angrier.
Cool. That's good.
Are we
angry? That's the word
angry?
I was looking for. Angry. Precisely. Angry.
Okay.
All right, men, I know you like this one, so it's called Easy to Leave.
Saw this one coming from a million miles away. Should have started running, but I made excuses to stay. And I've seen that look in others' eyes, and I stop thinking. I know the things you never said. Did you think I didn't listen? So you think I'll be easy to leave. Think you're gonna just let me go. You worry that I'll break into or something. You should know I got a secret I've been dreaming. Yeah, I'll build my walls, oh my God. It won't be so easy to leave, but it won't.
What was the title of that?
Easy to Leave.
Easy to Leave.
Easy to Leave.
I want to ask a question about
like
choices.
I like that song because...
Don't you want one of these? Or is this your copy?
No, he has a copy.
Mine.
How come I'm always the last one?
I don't know.
I have one for you, Joel.
I should have had a CD player.
I have to go home and burn it, but it's there for you.
Cool. Let me know.
All right.
Jimmy, I wanted to ask a lyrics question.
Sure.
You opened up with Choices, and that's my favorite song. It is... openly gay lyrically.
Yes.
So that brings the question, do you consider yourself an out artist?
I know we talked about this once before, and I think I'm just out in life. And so if the music goes that way and that's how someone hears it, some of my songs will refer to her and others are more vague. But, my life's pretty much an open book as far as being out there. And, so I'd say yes.
Just
sum it up.
Just kind of matter of fact.
Yeah. Just like my hair's brown with a few strands of gray.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you write a song?
I write them, yes. But it's more just like I'm the pencil. It truly just comes from somewhere else whole thing's there.
So you don't sit down and say, I'm going to write a song. It's 1:15. Instead of doing that, it's like the muse hits you.
Yes. If I try, it's really bad.
Yeah.
If I try. And to me, my favorite songs are the ones that are there in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. So you don't really have ideas jotted down or...
Sometimes I'll hear a phrase or somebody just passing say something. And I like to play on words a little bit. So if I hear something kind of interesting or catchy, a play on words, I might write it down. I used to keep a tape recorder, but I never had the batteries.
That sounds like a song title right there.
Yeah, there you go.
I never had the batteries. I don't know where that is.
No, I used to have a different direction. But I never had the batteries, yeah.
What song that you've written are you the most proud? Let's get these tough questions out of the way.
I like this.
I think I think probably Choices. I think it's my most recent song. And I think just because it's, for me personally, it captures such a difficult time in my life. Difficult for everyone around me. I mean, it was, you know, I was spending a lot of time at the bar when I first came out, and the name of the bar was Choices.
In L.A.?
It was in Hamden, Connecticut.
Oh. That is
out in Hamden, Connecticut.
Well, that is so incredible because, you know, when I heard that song, I know it said Choices, but I immediately thought of Chances,
mm-hmm.
you know, right here. And I could visualize the inside of the bar as you were singing.
Yeah, I was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I like when
stop
I hear that.
Stop over there. I'm sure they, because they have live, entertainment all the time.
Mm-hmm. So did you wear leather there?
Did I what?
You talk about looking in the mirror and seeing someone in leather in the bar.
I
was paying attention.
Jen keeps telling me that whole closet needs to be emptied out and you need to throw the fringe away, and I will not let it go. No, I thought I owned the bar. I was one of those punks, little punks.
Oh.
But it was fun.
A little baby Dyke.
Would this be a good time to hear the live version of Choices?
Yes, I think it would.
Cool.
All right. That was a great segue.
Bar, a world or in night, Judas
that pretty much says it.
I love that.
Yeah, I do.
So would you go back to Choices?
I would. I definitely would. I want to see who's still hanging out there.
Probably a whole new crowd.
You think it's still there?
It's not still there.
Oh.
No.
It's a parking lot or something.
That's a parking lot. Hey, there's a few of them around Connecticut that would stay for a while and then, I don't know, shut down.
Oh.
That was a cool bar.
And to quote from another old folksy kind of song, pave paradise and put up a parking lot.
There you go. There you go.
Did you do a lot of clubs in L.A.?
I did. I did a lot of coffee houses. It was interesting. You could always find a different kind of venue. There was a lot of, the gay pride festivals were a lot of fun out there. And the coffee houses, basically you would do an open mic, and if they liked your two or three songs, and they might give you a half hour.
Hmm.
So it was pretty neat.
We don't really have a lot of that here, do we?
I'm sorry?
We don't have a lot of that here, do we?
Dietrich's does a little bit.
There's some. There's a great little place on Wednesday nights called the Vintage Bar.
Mm-hmm.
They have a cool open mic, and Oscar's Creamery does one. And
you remember that place used to be Hoonahan's down the street? Used to have an open mic?
No,
oh, man, we got a lot of good talent in there.
Vintage Bar. That somebody recently played there that I announced on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think. It's on Westheimer, isn't it?
It's on Westheimer in Mid Lane.
Yeah.
Mid Lane, right.
Yeah.
It's like a little wine bar.
Really?
And it's it's packed on Wednesday nights.
Wow.
There's some really good talent in
there. Having some event there this evening for Matthew Shepard.
Oh.
That's why you probably
know.
That's
what
the Laramie Project
yes.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. Did you ever play the sidecar? Way out.
Yes.
Way out.
I did once. That's an interesting place.
Isn't it? It's in
you
middle.
You played there?
They have an open mic, Songwriters Night or something.
Redneck City, but, you know, it's like, it's really an oasis kind of in
yeah,
the middle.
Yeah, it is interesting. Actually, you know, Bands on the Run, the girl band from Bands on the Run played there not too long ago.
Wow.
Harlow.
Hey,
I guess they didn't make, I don't know.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, we'll see.
I don't know. It's, gosh. We saw Christy and...
Daniel Link.
Daniel Link there,
mm-hmm.
yes.
You made a pilgrimage out there.
Yes, with, and it was Daniel Link's family and us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's. Well, you know, they're trying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey. So it is a venue that's available.
Mm-hmm.
And Chances, too, is a venue that's available.
Yeah, I know. One night I was in there, I saw a lady singing there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they do it almost every weekend, don't
they?
Sometimes
I think
Thursday,
they have someone every Friday, and most of February they're going to have Christy Claxton there on Thursday. And there's some other bars that have done
Nancy
that, too. Remember, she... Nancy does that. And the Outpost.
The Outpost, yeah.
Did some, you know, tried some entertainment on Mondays, like for Happy Hour.
Hmm.
And it worked pretty well, you know. And it's just a little neighborhood tavern-type bar.
Sometimes you can just start your own. Just go to a place if you have your own PA.
Uh-huh.
If they're not doing one, you can bring it to them.
And just say, hey, you mind if we sing?
Yeah.
If we're bad, you can make us leave.
Have you done that? Like, just walked into a place and said, hey, can I sing here?
I've done it a few times. The one I remember the most was up in P-Town.
Uh-huh.
We were trying to stay a few more days, and we didn't have any cash. And so I opened the guitar case on the corner and sang for a while.
Wow. Mm. Buskers.
That's nervy.
I think we only got one more day out of that.
Oh, well.
It was one more day.
That's like going through a New York subway.
Yeah.
It's
London is famous for it.
Oh, yeah. 24 hours a day.
But incredible entertainers.
Yeah.
You find that in Honolulu.
That's why we need a tunnel system here.
Something. Yeah. Yeah, so our entertainers
don't
can get kicked out of them.
Don't we have an underground something downtown?
Yeah,
the homeless can find...
Yeah, but it's
under water.
It's a parking garage.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we digress.
That floods.
Yeah, that's great.
That's our best thing. We digress.
We digress.
That and when we get really... When we start doing the words we can say.
Mm. Yeah, well, that... Yeah, that's probably, that vista is probably going to widen here with the next management group.
Yeah.
Of course, it's never been very narrow on this show.
No.
No.
Well, I was, we were discussing that. There were, I told her that there were just a few words that we avoided. But
yeah, yeah. Well,
that we were really...
we try, anyway.
Except we used to have somebody who couldn't get 30 seconds into the show without mentioning...
I know.
And how do you break somebody's heart?
Yeah, it's what...
Get the hell out!
A guest is okay, you can get away with that. It's just when a host...
I was explaining to him about the FCC.
Yeah.
Okay, so you break in and say, you're listening to KPFT at 90.1 FM.
Well, what I want to say is, you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on KEOS College Station, and KPFT Houston, the voice of the many who have no voice.
Where did that come from?
He just wrote it.
Oh,
cool. Sounds really
it's
good,
so
though,
risky.
I stole it from some email that...
That's half
sweet, Sweet Mama Cotton was listening, and here,
oh, cool.
See, here it is. And she said, it was me who played at the Vintage Bar. That's right, yes. Sweet Mama Cotton, who plays with the Sugar Daddies, or Marcy Ray, as she is also known, who plays at the Briar Patch every Wednesday night, does a little piano thing go in there.
Wow.
And she says, Jeannie is doing a great job, and I'm looking forward to meeting her. Tell Jimmy I said hi, and Happy New Year to everyone.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's Sweet Mama's
entertainer.
We got more than five people out there listening.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I look forward to meeting you, Sweet Mama.
She is great. She's great. She gets, you know, she gets played during the day here, and just wonderful songs. And it's like the piano bar, and they... she's got kind of like songs that the crowd knows. They like popular songs, and they've kind of changed the words.
Parodies.
Yeah.
Parodies,
yeah.
And everybody kind of
she's
sings
good
along.
At that sort of thing.
As a matter of fact, one of my favorite is Desperate Old Guy, done to the tune of Desperate. You know,
Desperado.
Desperado.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can hear it. That's a good one.
That's my favorite.
I almost want to go there a little bit.
Why is that your favorite?
Well, Jimmy? I may be old, but I'm not desperate. Okay.
We love you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Well, tell us again what was that email address? I want to make sure everybody got a chance to get
please,
that.
Please, yes, because that was really intense.
I really do want one of these. I really do. You tell me how much, and I'll write you a check. I want one of these, and I think people listening already are deciding that. So
okay.
Let's make sure they have a place to get it.
Correct me if I'm wrong here. geocities.com/ J. Kaufmaniac, KAUFFMANIAC, / jmk.html.
That's it.
Woo!
Okay, how about just the email?
The easier one is J. Kaufmaniac, KAUFFMANIAC, @ cs.com.
And that one's
and
just in case
go
you don't
spend
like
the $9 and get you a
crap.
Domain. Really. It's a short name. Somebody can.
More than $9.
Is it?
Was it 12, 15?
It's like 35.
What? Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
Woo! Mm-hmm. So man, she's got to sell, you know, 3, 4, 5 CDs.
She just sold one. I'm sure Sweet Mama's going to want one now.
There
she's
you
listening
go.
And complimenting her.
Yeah. We can get another song in here, can't we, Jimmy?
Oh, we can certainly do, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let's just do her whole repertoire here.
How long did it take to put this CD together?
Yeah.
Really?
Tell me about it.
Not a lot of work.
How long did it take to put the CD together?
Probably a month or so.
Really?
Going back to the studio.
The recording and you wrote them longer ago than that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, some of these are older than others, but just actually going to the studio, recording, I mean, the whole thing probably... I mean, I don't know, for about a month.
That's not bad.
No? Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Jam Lum was great. I mean, that's the thing. He sat down. We just recorded everything live.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you made a mistake at the end of the song, you were doing it over. So.
Okay, so you pick which one you want to treat us with.
I'm going to play a two-step.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, good.
It's not really angry, Jewel.
Okay.
I like the last one.
All right. My life.
till I took one step right in your direction to find you taking one step closer to me. And now hand in hand and boot to boot, we're dancing around this crowded room and out to step forever with you. Yeah, my life is everything that I wanted it to be. Since I took one step right in your direction to find you taking one step closer to me. Now hand in hand and boot to boot, dancing around this crowded room and out to step forever with you. I sold the world a bill of goods, but you were the one I'd buy in.
Just noticed in your liner notes you mentioned Nick Vinay, that you studied writing with him.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that. Nick Vinay has been associated for years and years with the Beach Boys, and I remember seeing that name on many liner notes.
Yeah, J.D. knows his music.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, wow, that's great that you know Nick. He is a huge influence in my life. I met him out in L.A. He was doing a writing seminar with Harriet Schock, who wrote Ain't No Way to Treat a Lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he is an amazing man. He passed away about 3 years ago, but he worked with Linda Ronstadt and the Beach Boys and Bobby Darin, and he was all about the truth and shining the flashlight in your darkest corners and just writing the truth, you know, and when it's good, you gotta make it great, and when it's great, you just have to make it better than that. And he's an amazing man. A lot of people out in L.A. I know were influenced by him quite a bit.
This was like a course or a seminar?
Yeah. When I first moved out there, I had a PA system and not a whole lot more than that. And he was offering the seminar, and he needed a PA, so we kind of swapped off.
Ooh.
And there was about 30 or 40 students in the class, and you would write, and you would perform for the class, and then we would put on shows around L.A.
Neat.
Yeah.
Wow.
He is a great guy. Miss him a lot.
Did you work with anybody that we would know in some of your gigs or classes or what have you?
No.
Rubbing elbows with the famous and near famous.
Did that class?
No sipping cokes with Linda Ronstadt.
No, there's none of that
going. Did that class bring you closer to the people who were in it? I mean, did you form relationships? You said you did shows with them.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of turned into a little brat pack because we spent a lot of time together, and it was great because you were challenging each other to take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And you just couldn't get away with writing crap because
And that's good. Yeah.
You would definitely be calling.
Because you couldn't get away with it. Yeah, you couldn't get away with it.
Right. They would call you on it every time.
But
I'll tell you, when I was a kid, I loved Helen Reddy. Boy, I'm letting it all just hang out tonight.
Hey,
Neil Diamond, right. Helen Reddy. But when I found Harriet and Nick, Harriet was playing. And she was billed as the woman who wrote Ain't No Way to Treat a Lady. And I had to be there. I had to meet her.
Yeah.
Because I loved that song. And she's written a lot of big hits. Like Carousel, I think she wrote. And some others that...
Wow.
She's a neat lady, too.
You mentioned another influence as Mary Chapin Carpenter. I just love her writing. She's so intelligent.
Mm-hmm. I think she's the
smart,
best writer.
Smart
out there.
Writing.
She gets a lot of airplay during the day here.
Yeah. And she listens to her lyrics, and they just make sense, but they're said in a different way. I mean, we're all kind of saying a lot of the same things, but try and say it in a different way.
Yeah.
And she does, I think. I mean, her song, The Shirt, it's just a song about a shirt, but the travels of the shirt take you through her life. Pretty amazing. I'm happy tonight.
this is great. It's good radio.
Do you have any favorite cover songs?
No,
okay. That's all right.
I don't.
Some artists like to do songs by their heroes and so forth.
Mm-hmm. I used to sit for hours with big old books and play them all the time. A lot of Neil Diamond, and I just haven't played them in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of snobby. I want to work on my own.
Concentrate on yourself. Yeah.
That's right. Create your own classics. I like that.
Really?
And you already have some. You know, choices being one of them.
When you have talent, you have a responsibility to the rest of us.
I have always admired singer-songwriters because you're putting your soul out there in front of strangers, you know, and they could just stomp on it.
I was already a little nervous, Jimmy. Thanks. Now I'm just sick.
No, that's what I admire because I don't think I could do that. But singer-songwriters do that all the time, and I mean, and you take this everywhere. And
well, it isn't necessarily their story. They can empathize.
Yeah.
And we believe it's their story, but it isn't necessarily the case.
Not necessarily, yeah. But you write about what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what, was one thing that Nick always said. You better be, if you're telling me something, it better mean something to you.
Yeah, see?
So...
I don't see how it's possible for some, for an artist, who, especially the way you sing your songs, to not write from what you know.
Yeah.
What from your feelings? I mean, because
I believe everything you're telling me.
Everything you're saying is like I believe this is what's happening in your life.
Yeah.
This is what's happened. This is a part of you.
Thank you.
I think it's,
that's a huge compliment.
I love that. And let me tell you, that whole two-step song is, I couldn't help but think while you were singing that there, I know somebody who I wish I could two-step through life with. Anyhow.
Again?
But,
Again? That's where Jimmy's at, Jimmy. Two-stepping somewhere.
Yeah, he sure is. And he'll be punished for it.
Uh-oh. I can't. I'm trying to get a visual of him two-stepping to anything.
You haven't met the other Jim, who usually sits here. We're talking about
the other co-host.
Yeah,
the other Jim.
I have not met him, right?
No, they work.
You have not.
Jim and Jewel work well together. Jim is bisexual. Jewel is a lesbian, but they cruise together because they have kind of similar taste in women, and it works out really well. You know.
Yeah, it does.
And Jim has the qualities.
Who gets the girl? That's what I want to know.
Well, probably.
Listen, we still fight that out right here. Many of us.
Jim has been called an honorary lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry you didn't get to meet him.
Yeah, I am too.
He's going to be sorry he didn't get to meet her.
Yeah, I think so.
Because we just don't get real people in here. And then on top of that, be talented. Oh, what a thrill. Like I said,
I can count the live singers we've had in the time I've been here.
Well, we had Charlie, Charlie comes in here.
Christy Claxton. Dave Hall, Marcus
that's
Hutchinson.
Right, yeah.
Horse.
Mm-hmm. Horse. Who was it that used to drop in here?
Marcy Ray has been here. I don't know that she's
sang. Wonderful black disco queen used to come in here.
Trenet Chardin.
That wonderful. Those were wonderful nights.
Yes, Trenet has gone on too.
Yeah,
she's gone.
I take that back. We have had some caliber people.
See? See?
Let's measure up.
I was nervous for a second there.
Well, you know, it's kind of like you heard us talking before the show, and we were kind of, you know, dishing some other artists that we wouldn't have on the show.
So I'll never tell.
I hope that tells you that we like you.
Yeah. Thanks. This is great. I'm having a blast.
Cool. Come down again.
Yes.
Oh, by all means.
Real
come down again.
Soon.
Third weekend, come down again.
Was that your last song, or do you want to do a closing song?
It's up to you.
Oh, do a closing song. Oh.
Closing song?
J.D. He's a fan already.
Oh, you silver tongue devil, J.D.
All right, I'm going to do one of my favorites.
Good.
Okay, what's the name of it?
It's called Long Walk Home.
Yeah, number 5.
And I'm going to back up a little.
We should all back up.
It's not angry, but...
My job, I lost my love, I didn't know what I had done. I lost my family and I lost my friends. I'm starting at the bottom all over again. I lost my home and I lost my car, but I'm setting my sights on a rising star. Cause I've been kicked and I've been down. Now I'm walking out the door and I'm leaving this town.
I just love your voice.
Thank you so much for having me here tonight. This is so much fun. Thank you very much. Jimmy and JD and Jewel, thanks for finding me.
You didn't think you could fill up an hour, did you?
Really?
I'm sorry?
You didn't think you could fill up an hour.
Well,
you've been on for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you did just fine. It was great.
Thank you very much.
I want to have you back soon.
Yeah, when you're working, let us know so we can...
You bet.
Plug a gig.
That's right.
I will. I definitely will.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.
You guys have a good rest of the show.
Okay.
Great
Thank
to
you.
Meet y'all.
You too, Jewel. Thanks.
Look forward to seeing you again.
I'll bring a CD by.
Cool.
And
Jim, or in the mailbox?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
And now a favorite from John Gilbert, Leave It. And I haven't played it in a while, so it's time. Thank you.
nothing but some shoes, erotic two-plus midnight cruise, Berlin Gay Society, 1903. Secret Boys, Vienna, Sci-Fi, identifies a homotype, the injury of sex and heterodoxy. The gay wave moves across the sea, hetero there, Miss Liberty, Betty Booth is hot and mooches out in the cold. Greenwich Village, Bloomsbury, gays and mass society, Harlem that Chicago fights, Leopold and Loeb. Pride, pride, gotta have pride, been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. It's the Broadway stage, the fleets and cat moves all the rage, and the well of loneliness appears on the sands. Russian red lights, crystal night, Adolf shows Olympic might. Put on your pink triangles and put up your hands. A-bomb, 50s keen, the Kinsey shake, the cocktail scene, James Dean, Mattachine, Doris Day and Harry Gay, Donald Webster, Corey Wright, Joe McCarthy, picks a fight, J. Edgar Roy, for shame on you, what else do you plan to do? Jorgensen's reborn, daughters of Belitis form, and we have our naked lunch in Giovanni's room. Marilyn, the picnic scene, Jackie's in her bikini, Vatican II, and something's coming soon. Summer 1969, the heat is rising all the time, and over the rainbow, Judy Garland sleeps. Stonewall Bar, men in blue, heads were broken, bottles flew out of the bars and into the streets. Pride, pride, gotta have pride, been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. Boys in the band played Bette Midler, sang those bathhouse days, Lance Loud, Gay and Proud, Oscar Wilde bookstore, George Newsbury, Tales of the City, Anita Bryant, Village People, Studio 54, Harvey Milk, Rough Trade, Aaron Fricks, Prom Date, Grid, Torchum Trilogy, Boy George, NGMHC, HIV identified, Rock Hudson, Liberace died, Reagan finally said the word, Bowers versus Harvard's heard. Frank, AIDS, Quilt, Act Up, Randy Schultz, Queer Nation, Maple Floor, Phase E.T. Amendment 2, Cracker Barrel, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, HX, Cyber Sex, March on D.C. Greg Louganis, Selton, John, George Michael, what is going on? Little Bear, Rowdy Girl, spend a day at Disney World, Coonan and Scare, the Mick the Case, me and Ellen will embrace, Matthew Shepard, God bless you, what else can we look forward to? Pride, pride, gotta have pride, we've been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets and follow the tide. Pride, pride, gotta have pride, we've been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to say.